Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I've been playing this game. It's super fun. It's addicting. It's a mobile puzzle game called Best Fiends. And Best Fiends, you solve puzzles and collect tons of cute characters that you level up to defeat the slugs. Best Fiends updates the game all the time. There's always something new and exciting to try. Play by yourself or connect with your friends or family. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download Best Fiends for free. Best Fiends, like friends without the R. Best Fiends. Trust me, you'll be addicted too. All right, the post-show, pre-show. I always appreciate when people message me and say they listen to this. It makes me want to keep doing it. Sometimes you wonder if you're just doing anything anybody cares about. But this is us talking after the show ends that you're about to hear. And so here we are. And right as we're about to go off the air, Amy yells something about LeBron. I wasn't able to put it on the air because we were leaving. What were you saying?
Oh, because I was watching him play basketball last night.
Yeah.
And I just was wondering why he doesn't shave his head. You know?
Well, he's probably holding on. I mean, you could say the same thing about Eddie.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's kind of unfair to just tell him what to do with his hair.
I'm not telling him. I'm wondering, like, because he has to. I feel like it's time for. I mean, but he's the king. He can do whatever.
Yep.
It's LeBron.
King James.
Whatever. So, I have no judgment. I just thought he probably had people around him that would be like, hey, probably. Because he'd look good with his head shaved. I mean, he's got a great head.
Sometimes he wears multiple headbands to cover up his spot. Yeah.
But he bent he was getting interviewed after the game and he like bent down to wipe sweat or something and it just was really patchy. So I just thought, okay, maybe it's time.
Yeah, and I'll give you some insight too. Like
Go ahead, Eddie. Yes.
The receding hairline you can see. Like that straight up in the mirror, you
but
see
he has
it every day.
Spots missing all throughout.
The top of the head, the back, that's where like no one tells you, and someone really needs to step up and tell him.
Even Eddie agrees with me.
But Bones, he's probably watching his games like on TV, right? Like back. He's watching those tapes back.
I don't know what he does. Yeah. All I say is let people live.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Oh man, now I feel bad. Yeah, live, LeBron, live.
I mean, he's the best basketball player right now, so who cares if he's bald or not?
Yeah, I don't care. I just the thought crossed my mind.
Eddie's the best video producer on this show.
Thanks,
so
Bones.
let him live his life.
Yeah,
his
let me let live.
Oh, whenever I don't think we
do our head t-shirts. Eddie, are you wearing a hat in your head t-shirt or
yeah,
no?
I have to wear a hat.
But my question is, you're going bald. Who cares, right? First of all, who cares?
Yeah,
secondly,
who cares?
You're married with kids. Who are you trying to impress?
No one. It's an insecurity I have. Like, it's a thing.
Like me, I don't take my shirt off a whole lot because I'm embarrassed in my bird chest, but I'm still trying to get a girl.
See,
if I ever get a girl, I'm done. Like, here I am. Here's all my birds.
You got to care a little bit about how you look. Like, you can't just give up because
you're married. But she's going to see it anyway is my point.
Yeah.
I should wear a hat? No, I'm just asking. I think you should own it.
Okay.
Like, who freaking cares?
So just straight up be like, point at my head how it's all bald?
I like your hats.
And then if something happens and you have to get a new wife and kids.
Okay. Yeah, the backup plan. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Then you start to wear a hat again and care again.
All right. Okay. I'll think about all that.
Yeah. There you go. So, yeah, that was what you want to talk about, Amy?
Yeah, I mean, I just thought crossed my mind. I didn't know if there was like, y'all know sports better than I do. And I didn't know if he'd addressed it and been like, hey, guys, I'm holding on as long as I can. Not going to shave my head. He just kind of.
You know who has good hair? It's Keith Urban. And we worked last night together in California. And so we did a bunch of stuff before the show and even during the show. But man, that stuff just like, it's like.
What does that mean?
It's like the wind blows.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's crazy to think that Keith Urban's 50. Because he looks better than all of us, like skin wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that he's reverse aging with Nicole.
It's crazy.
They crawl into a chamber at night or something because they both look amazing.
Hey, Amy, Mike D showed me a picture of LeBron's head.
Mm-hmm.
It is pretty crazy.
Patchy.
Like it's more than just a receding hairline.
Oh, yeah, no, it was very, I mean, obviously, it was a big game last night. I don't know. There was like a last minute three pointer. It was crazy. Like, whoa. But that's all I walked away with.
What's the deal with did you end up getting your daughter a watch, Apple Watch?
No, not an Apple Watch.
Well, that's what she was wanting. And you teased her by giving her an apple with a watch drawn on it.
Okay, that was a joke, obviously. Like, I made that right in the kitchen as she was sitting there begging for an Apple Watch. I was like, okay, you want an Apple Watch? Here's the Apple Watch. So I ended up finding this smart watch for kids. It's called the Kitty Zoom. And it's $40. And it evidently what I've read online is there's like a Leapfrog watch. My nephew has one too, but he's like 7. Now my daughter's 11. So this is a step up from the Leapfrog watch. So it has learning apps they can play on it and like a camera and they can do filters. But it all stays on their watch. And it's kid friendly.
Was she happy with it?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. We had to charge it. I should have opened it up and charged it, but I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, yeah. You need parenting lesson.
I know. I learned. Next time I'll open it up and have it ready. But we opened it up and then my husband's like, oh, dang, we got to charge this for 3 hours. And she was like, what? So then she had to go to bed so she'll get it like after school today.
Well, that stinks, but it's still cool.
Yeah.
So there's that. Who saw my name on a billboard? Somebody in the room? See me on the billboard?
Morgan. Oh, Morgan says you did. Morgan
oh, Morgan won.
Won? Yeah.
I'm playing the Opry Saturday night, and they put me on the freaking billboard. They must have had nobody else. They're putting me on the Opry.
Oh, like playing the Opry is Bobby Bones. That's cool.
Yeah. It's like Ricky Skaggs and Bobby Bones playing
That's
the Opry.
Really cool.
And I didn't get to see it because I was taking a picture and posted that. Are you kidding me? And so she saw it and told me. I was like, man.
That's legit.
They must have nobody playing.
And you're doing like 2 time slots.
I am playing twice. I'm playing it because it's 2 shows and it's normal for artists to play both shows. Like you're encouraged to. If you play one, play both. So, and I go out and I do, you do 15 minutes and I probably do 8 or 9 minutes of comedy and a song or two. And so, yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. I was on the billboard. I didn't know who told me that. Someone sent me a note earlier. Well, somebody taking a picture. I'd taken a picture of any of you guys. It just reminded me that the new Bobbycast, us talking about the billboards that I bought. You can search Bobbycast. You're listening to a podcast anyway. Search Bobbycast and listen to that. Yeah.
Mentioning billboards and you. So my daughter and son, they were driving home from school and I guess they got home and they walked in the door and they're like, Mom, we saw you and Bobby on a billboard. We saw you and Bobby on a billboard. And I'm like, what? We're not on a billboard right now. So then we're driving like the next day. We drive past this one billboard and they're like, Mom, there y'all are. And I look closer and it is a billboard shot of Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
Oh, there we are. So, okay.
Wow.
All right. I was like, can y'all see right now? Because that is not Mom and Bobby.
They thought that was us. Yeah. How about us?
I don't know why.
Hip, hip, hooray for us.
I forgot to tell you that because it's like a huge compliment.
Hey, Anne. Middle of the night.
Although, I might need to get their vision checked.
It's your love.
Sing it, Amy,
just
sing it
does something to me.
It sends a shot right through me.
I can't get enough.
Wow, that is like us.
Wow. You know,
they're
new to America. They're figuring this thing out. I think they just see country people. Oh.
Yeah, I do have a Tim McGraw cowboy hat at my house.
Mm-hmm.
He gave it to me. He did the whole Vegas tour and gave me a hat, which is pretty cool. And I haven't really put it out anywhere, but I had to message Amy yesterday because moving into a new house. And for Christmas, you guys got me a shelf.
Yeah.
Remember, Eddie?
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I pitched in. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Well, it hasn't been built yet because old Amy wasn't going to live there after my dog died. And so I got a new place, and I was like, hey. And so I kind of felt weird going, hey, remember that thing you promised you were going to buy me months and months ago? You still going to buy me that thing?
Yeah. So, built by Stevie. She's ready for the call.
So I was thinking about that Tim McGraw cowboy hat because I like that. Let me put that on there.
Nice.
Because that's a cool conversation piece, right?
Oh,
yeah.
The hat, yeah.
I was like, I was wearing this hat on the billboard with Amy. This same hat.
Yeah.
Morgan number 2 said someone from American Idol reached out to her. Right, Morgan number 2?
Yeah, somebody that made it to Hollywood but didn't make it to the top 24.
So I never met them.
No, you never met them.
Morgan number 2 is going through the growing pains of everybody thinks she's a little cooler because she's on the show. Remember that? People used to think we were cool. They'd be like, ooh, let me be your friend so you can play my song. Then we kind of shut that down a little bit. But Morgan number 2 is having that. So what did they say to you?
They just like wanted to hang out. I mean, I've only hung out with that person once before, and all of a sudden they reached out after your episode aired on American Idol. It was a little convenient timing right there.
Did they say anything about it? Or
they
just going,
anything.
Hey, let's get together?
Yeah, they just wanted to get together, but I didn't even respond. I was just kind of like, I'm just going to avoid this situation completely.
Do guys flirt with you on Instagram, Morgan number 2?
No. No, I get more girls hitting me up on direct message than guys.
For what?
What do you mean hitting you up? Like to go out? Like do stuff?
Just like to comment about my dog or stuff that I post.
Oh, you just mean interaction. Yeah. Well, I would say Instagram is more like 80% female.
Yeah, and me. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's start today's show. I'm going to hop in a car right now and go and get on an airplane and fly back home.
I just made up that stat, by the way. Casey Kennedy's going to be like,
no,
80%.
Listen, say whatever you want.
I'm like, I have no research to back
that up. Here's the thing about studies and about finding things. If you look hard enough, you'll find it. In a study, in Earth, in life, just go, I'd really like a sign that I'm supposed to take this job. And then just look long enough and you'll find a sign. It doesn't matter. Or a sign, I want to quit this job. You'll find a sign because you're looking for it. Same thing with stats.
I was just saying, I think one time I checked out my Instagram stats on something and I learned that it was 80%
probably
female.
Our people are 80% female. Yeah. Because I think mine's about 70-30 female.
Yeah.
I don't know why dudes don't like me. I feel like I'm pretty manly.
What? Guys don't like you?
Well, they don't
says
love me.
Who?
Says my Instagram stats.
Your insights?
Yeah, that's what it's called, insights.
All right, we're going to do this, and here's today's show. And away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Yeah, welcome to Thursday's radio program. Morning, studio!
Morning!
Late night for me last night. I hosted the Keith Urban album release party. I am still in California as I do this, so it's early, early, early here. I do have this story. This mom ordered a bunch of shampoo online. She gets a package, she opens it, and instead of there being shampoo, she got 20 brand new U.S. passports.
Oh.
That's scary, huh? Because you order shampoo and then you get something not meant to be legal. Because somebody's going to come searching for those because they're very valuable.
Yeah.
So I'm probably calling the cops and then I'm scared. Because they're going to come looking for
where it got
where
sent.
Where it's.
I move.
She opened 20 identical envelopes. And there they were. Boom, passport. Boom, passport. So she's like, I don't know what to do. But I would be scared. I'd probably go to a hotel for a bit. I mean, it's like if you find something in your walls, cash.
Oof.
You hear these stories about people finding cash in their walls, and you go, oh, wow, lucky. No, not so fast, because that money was put there for a reason, and somebody knows that money's there. The Pablo Escobar stuff where they're digging in fields and still finding money is crazy. He's a South American drug lord. Man, he would just hide money. He had so much
everywhere.
Money.
Yeah.
He would just dig holes and put money in it, and people are still finding that money. He had so much money that they would lose hundreds of thousands of dollars because they'd put all the money in a warehouse and they would lose that money from just rats eating it.
Or stuff they buried rotting in the ground and they're like, oh, well.
Yeah.
And if they were cold, they would use it as a...
They'd burn it.
They would burn it to keep warm.
Because why not?
Cash, man.
And now let's go to Amy for her El Chapo segment of the morning.
Very similar to Pablo Escobar, but I don't see many images of him like burying it and stuff.
So what's he doing right now?
Oh, currently El Chapo? I'm in the history of El Chapo. I'm watching El Chapo.
He's in prison.
He's sitting in jail.
And I know
the jury has been selected.
Yeah. Oof, that's not something you're going to find me on. Listen, I like to volunteer. Not on that one. I'm probably getting out of there as fast as I can.
Like, I try to picture him, like, right now, his circumstances. Like, what's he feeling? What's he going through? But there was a time where he was in jail as a younger El Chapo, and he was there forever and kept getting put in a solitary confinement for months at a time, and he wouldn't budge. You and Butch.
What's El Chapo mean? The chopper?
Oh, his name is Don Joaquin.
Sure, he's short?
Yeah, he's pretty short. And
Chapo means short?
A little mustache.
Man, what a terrible nickname. Like, he's a bad dude and you're named The Short.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not happy about that.
If I was like a dude who... I would name myself like The Muscle.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or... The good looking,
the powerful,
sexy man. Yeah, call me the good looking sexy man. El Sexy Man.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
I want to shout out to these police officers. There were a few of them that helped deliver a baby in the middle of morning rush hour at Lincoln Tunnel. The officers, Crystal, Dana, and Catherine, delivered the baby in a car on the New Jersey side of the Lincoln Tunnel. They're underground. There's nowhere to go. It's rush hour. You're sitting there. The husband was driving his wife to the hospital.
There wasn't enough time, so he pulled over in the tunnel and then jumped out of the car and flagged down the officers.
Wow.
They got with the mom and delivered the baby in the tunnel.
They did not wake up that day planning on delivering a baby.
No, I don't think they put it in their calendar.
No.
9:30, deliver baby. Yeah, so to those officers, I see you. Over to Raymundo with the news now.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo in food news. 31 more people have gotten sick after eating romaine lettuce. 19 states have been affected. Experts say don't eat or buy romaine lettuce unless you can confirm that it's not from Yuma, Arizona. In weather news, a lot of rain in the south, and that same rain is going to head to the northeast on Friday. And finally, the NFL draft is tonight, live from AT&T Stadium in Texas. It gets underway 8, 7 Central. Good luck to all the players trying to get into the NFL.
I was talking about getting a massage last week, and I got a hand and foot massage. It was a birthday gift, because I would have never bought that for myself. But it's a birthday gift, and I enjoyed it. And I was talking with Morgan, number two, and she was telling me about a different kind of massage. What's this one called?
It's a snake massage.
With the real snake?
Oh. Yeah, with real snakes.
What?
No. So what happens?
So they essentially like lay you down on the table and they just put a bunch of large snakes on you and they slither all over and relax you.
Why would people do that?
Lunchbox hates snakes.
Yeah,
you don't even like talking about it, huh?
No, I got chills up and down my arms already.
What is it that makes snakes so weird to you?
I just hate them. I can't. The word snake gives me the creeps.
It's a word.
Seeing them on TV.
Just freak out.
One time, we took him and we locked him in a production room. It was where we're all doing pranks to each other. It's kind of the thing back in the day. And we threw him in a room and locked him in there, and there was a humongous python, and like a 6-foot python just chilling in there.
That was a good time.
Man. Yeah. How much does a snake massage cost? Do we know?
No, it didn't say, but I mean, roughly about the same.
Where do you go? America?
Yeah, it's in America.
No way. They're going out of business.
They're not poisonous snakes or anything, guys.
No, but that's just disgusting.
Snake yoga, much like goat yoga. They do that.
Mm-mm.
They put,
what?
Guys, snakes are nothing else other than creatures that you've been assigned to think are evil.
No.
And do bad things.
They have sharp teeth.
So
it slithers.
Yeah.
The snake did nothing. You guys hate it. For no reason.
Yep. You're right.
For no reason.
You like it, man. Or what? Go get this massage.
No.
I don't think it rubs that hard.
You need a hard.
Yeah.
You need a king cobra snake.
Yeah, like mine.
Bobby Bones Show.
Sarah in Montana. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. What's happening with you this morning?
Oh, I'm just going to drive to work. I drive the mentally handicapped.
How long? How much driving do you do a day?
Depends on the day.
Do you depend on your radio and your in-car entertainment to make you sane?
Yes, and we listen to you guys.
I appreciate that. What'd you think of that shock caller on Lunchbox when we did that segment? Did you hear that by any chance?
When was that, yesterday?
Yeah. Did you hear that by any chance?
Yes, I did. And I thought, I support Amy and Eddie.
Okay, me too.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know what that means, but I also support you too.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you to both of you guys. Thank you.
Why not Lunchbox? What did he do?
What?
What did Lunchbox do? Do you support him at all?
No, I heard the little jingle part of it. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Well, listen, we're going to play again later on today. And by the way, anything else you'd like to say, Sarah, since you're on with us? I appreciate you listening.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love you guys. You guys make my morning, especially when I kind of get frustrated. So, you guys, yeah.
Well, thank you. My goal is to make your drive a little less miserable if you're driving to work, and maybe your afternoon a little less miserable if you're listening later on. So I appreciate that call. Always appreciate the calls. Man, how about that? Let me do this one. Everybody calling in early this morning. I appreciate these calls. By the way, 877-77-BOBBY. That's our phone number if you want to call us. 877-77-BOBBY. You good, Aim?
I'm good. Yeah, you?
Yeah, I'm good. Here we go. Here's Carmen in Florida. Carmen.
Hi.
What's happening?
It's Carmen. Hey, I'm a troop leader for Daisies and Brownies for first and second grade, and I just want to tell you thank you because before every meeting we do a little tell me something good, and they have to say something positive that happened to them during the week.
I love
and
that.
It's awesome.
I love that. And here's what we've done with Tell Me Something Good on the show is that we used to do all three together at once, like a big Tell Me Something Good explosion. Now we just Tell Me Something Good, a little party here, a little party there. 55 after.
sprinkle
the hours. Yes. So we have, I do one, Lunch does one, Amy does one, all different hours now. But appreciate that call, Carmen.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Brantley Gilbert met with James Shaw Jr., the hero from the tragic shooting at Waffle House in Nashville, and he decided he wanted to help raise money in James's honor to benefit the victims. So Brantley came up with the idea to sell special t-shirts. The shirts feature the slogan, I Believe in Heroism, with an image of Shaw's bandaged hand, and they're available to buy at ibelieveinnashville.com.
Good for Brantley. I like that dude. I know he's going to come in next week and hang out with us too, but I like that Brantley Gilbert dude. He's a good dude. All right,
yeah,
what else?
Pretty awesome. Hillary Scott shared an update on her twin girls. She posted a picture of them on Instagram saying that they're now 12 weeks old, and she called them little miracles, which is so true. When they were born, they were 4 pounds, and now they weigh a healthy 12 pounds. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
So this girl, Haley Dawson, only 8 years old, was born with this birth defect that left her without a hand. Well, she got hooked up with multiple 3D printed hands, including a special one for the Giants. You know, I guess she's a fan, and she got to go out there and throw the first pitch at the Giants game with her 3D hand.
She got a San Francisco Giants 3D hand?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's a, like, bionic one that's their colors and has their team logo across it.
Listen, she needs the hand, but I would still take a Chicago Cubs hand.
Yeah.
It's bionic. I can put on.
She got to hang out with the players in the dugout, try on their World Series rings, and
that's pretty cool.
Cool day.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from East Alton, Illinois. A 19-year-old man has been sentenced to 4 years in prison after he accidentally turned himself in for robbing a convenience store. He robbed the store and he's like, man, I don't want to get caught. I'll go and act like I was a witness. So he shows up at the police station, says, I'd like to tell you all about the suspect.
Oh, wow.
Only problem is he was the guy on the video robbing the convenience store.
Did he change clothes, I wonder?
Yeah, he did have different clothes
on.
Good
for him.
Okay.
Yeah, good for him. At least he's not lazy.
Wow. Bob Lunchbox, that's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yes, yes, Trisha in Texas. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning to you. How's it going? What can I do for you?
I just wanted to let you guys know, y'all are awesome. Y'all are like the highlight of my day.
Can I ask you a question, Trisha? This is a serious question, too. Because we have so many new listeners that come on the show, and we're a slow burn. I know that. We are absolutely an acquired taste. Anyone new listening right now, would you pass along maybe a nugget of knowledge that you have taken about this show and why people should stick with us?
You never know what to expect. Y'all talk serious things, but yet y'all have fun at the same time. I just think it's a good experience, and it's better than most other radio stations.
Most other, but which ones are better than us, in your opinion?
I mean, I can't say all because I haven't listened to all.
Yeah, but let's just say all right now. We're just working some people.
All.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
all. Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All.
Well, I appreciate that. Where do you live in Texas?
I live out in Deanville, Texas, a really, really small town out in the country.
I used to summer out there.
Really?
No, I never summered in my entire life, but that would be cool. I like to say that sometimes because it sounds cultured. Well, hey, listen, Trisha, I really appreciate that. I'll tell you what, I think I still have a few plaques left when I bought ACM awards for the listeners, plaques. I'm going to send you one of these.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, so they say to the B team, and it's a plaque because we won Radio Show of the Year, and I'd like to send you one because I made some for the listeners too because they deserve it. So hold on the line, and I'm going to make sure you get this, all right?
Thank you.
Have a good morning.
Y'all have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Look at her being all nice to us and stuff.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Lunchbox is going to have a baby. Baby's coming in August. It's his first baby. We are shocked as well. But it's time for
Baby Box Update.
So my question is, are you still saying it's a girl? Because that's what you came on the air and told us.
I've been saying it's a girl. You guys are telling me it's not, so I have to go back to saying it's not.
What do we know?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You guys said my sister was an idiot because she's
a
nurse.
No, we never did. Stop assigning us saying things.
Yeah, we never said
that.
The
callers called and said that your sister was a nurse just because she was comparing the heart rate. It doesn't absolutely mean it's a boy. Raymond, did you talk to Lunchbox's wife?
Yes.
Raymundo, our audio producer, is in here. Go ahead.
So I was talking to her, and she kind of just seemed like it was a joke. They're not for sure that it's going to be a girl. Because I said, hey, congrats on the baby girl. And she looked at me and rolled her eyes.
Oh, because he's doing his little shenanigans.
I think because she's not totally convinced. She's probably curious why. I'm assuming she's having a girl. Maybe she was behind on the podcast, but I don't think she even knows what she's having.
Hey, Lunchbox, your thoughts?
I just went with what my sister said, and so we've been saying girl.
Have you been buying girl stuff?
She bought a couple outfits that are kind of pinkish, and we bought the first thing for the baby's room, though, but it's a just, what do you call them?
Neutral?
Yeah, it's animals. Look at these things. Look at this cool little artwork we bought.
Oh, it's a painting of a dancing owl.
Yeah, and we got a bunny, and we got a mouse, and we got a something else.
He's so into this.
Yes, I'm telling you, we got it. Oh, it's a duck. Look at that.
What size fruit would you compare the baby to now?
Right now, it is the size of a carrot.
Oh, wow.
It went from a mango to a carrot.
So this baby got skinny.
No, what you're saying, guys.
Got on that whole 30.
We're talking length.
Like a baby carrot or a big carrot?
The length.
Carrot. Wow.
Oh, my gosh, guys. Oh, wow. I'm not saying it weighs as much as a carrot.
Atkins diet. Gave up.
Okay.
Gave up the carbs.
Does it have a little hair like the green part of the
carrot?
No,
but you know what? The eyes are there, but they're still sealed shut, but they're moving around, and they can start. Oh, it's so weird.
Yeah?
Yeah. But a carrot in the belly and getting hair and fingernails, it's weird. But it's growing.
There it is.
Woo!
Your baby box update. He doesn't know it's a girl anymore, and it's now the shape of a carrot.
And I got paintings for the room.
There you go. There it is. Yeah.
Let's go. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I got on a flight. And I'm on the flight, and the Yodel Kid is on my Southwest flight.
So crazy. I was like, what are the odds?
Well, not only that, Amy, I geeked out.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
More than I should have.
Was that his mom with the earpiece?
I believe so. And his grandfather was with them. And his grandfather and him are apparently really close, and that's why he knows so much classic country.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I'm on the flight, flying to Los Angeles, because last night we did the Keith Urban special for his record that comes out tomorrow. And this little kid gets on a cowboy hat, and I'm like, huh. And I'm like, oh, I tell Mike D, oh, that's the Yodel Kid. I geeked out so hard, I pull my phone out, and I'm just filming him right in front of his face. And he's like, hey, what up, man?
Yeah.
He's like, just filming you. Here's me. This is from my Instagram.
I have no shame right now. I'm recording.
All right, what's your seat?
I'm totally paparazzing a kid right now. What up, dude?
And he gave me the thumbs up, and I was like, yes, I made it.
Love it. Yeah.
A little bit, I was nerding out a little bit. It was just so surprising.
Mm-hmm.
One day, life, you're just walking down the road. Next day, you're meeting the Yodel Kid from YouTube.
I know. He was on Ellen and all the things.
He's going to be on our show next week. So he's going to come in.
And I wonder if he'll remember you.
No, because he didn't care much that I was talking to him on the airplane either.
Okay. He's probably just got his head's probably spinning. His life is so different.
I was like, hey, you're going to be on my show next week. And his mom's like, what's your show's name? And I was like, the Bobby Bones Show. Never mind. Just keep walking. So, yeah, that was the whole thing. I thought it was pretty neat, though. It's on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. There's a story about the fake valet that stole the guy's car. Did you see this? It's amazing.
No, but I mean, I'm surprised. I don't know what happened, but I've often thought I'm surprised this fake valet stuff doesn't happen more. Because I straight up will give my car to anybody as long as they got a valet sign.
If they have a vest, you just throw them your keys?
If they've got a red vest and it's got a V on it, I'm like, here you go, buddy.
Police in Houston are investigating after a man's car was stolen by a person posing as a valet. That's amazing that someone would have that kind of nerve and confidence to fake it. He opened the door, pulled the ticket, and gave it to me, so I didn't question if he was a valet, the guy said. He told us to KHOU-TV. He came back, and it was gone. Security camera footage revealed the man had apparently been waiting near the valet podium for a long time, just waiting for an opening. The valet people were gone. He's waiting there.
Waiting and waiting.
He got it.
Wow.
Like, I bet he won, right?
A little bit.
Especially if they don't... Do you know what I wonder? I wonder if we're going to talk about the Blake Shelton, Miranda Lambert kind of fight that happened yesterday on Twitter. Like, sort of. I mean, it was a big deal. Eddie, did you see this at all?
No, I heard about it, but I didn't see. What did they say exactly?
Well, we'll come back, and I'll even talk about it if we want to talk about it.
Oh,
so,
okay. Yeah, we should talk about if we're going to talk about it.
I agree. So we'll talk about that next, and we're also going to play a game called Name the Movie Hunk. Like, I'll give you the movie. You tell me who played the hunk in the movie. Is that how it works? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Like, if I said Magic Mike, Amy, who's the hunk?
Channing Tatum.
Right. You would have named the
I'm
hunk.
Oh, I'm going to nail this game.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show. A little drama yesterday on Twitter. And I knew the story as we were doing yesterday's show, but I chose not to address it because I thought, who cares? People's personal business. But then once it gets put out there by a celebrity, I go, now it's Hollywood skinny type stuff.
Okay.
You know, Amy's 37. So Blake Shelton tweets this. Been taking the high road for a long time now. Almost gave up. But I can finally see something is on the horizon up there. Wait, could it be? Yep, it's karma.
Oh.
Now, what I believe that's referring to, according to the blogs and just sources, is Miranda's dating a new dude. Now, it's all hearsay. But apparently she cheated on Blake with Anderson East and cheated on Anderson East with this new dude. This new dude was also married. Now he's getting divorced. That's just a word on the street. But that's apparently what Blake was tweeting about.
Oh. So did Miranda reply?
I don't think she yet replied him, no.
Did Anderson East or anybody else win?
No. As of right now, no. That's called a subtweet. If you tweet about something but don't address it, that's a subtweet.
Okay.
Go ahead. We can not talk about it. I just wanted to, because I chose not to talk about it yesterday because I was like, that's personal. But now that they're talking about it on social media.
Yeah. So I know, it does kind of put it out there, but I'm wondering if he has any regret of posting it, or was he drinking, or?
Well, those questions, I don't know.
Because, he used to always talk about, how he'd tweet, when he starts drinking and starts tweeting, it gets pretty funny.
Well, he even retweeted someone that goes, that's what the hashtag truth feels like.
Oh, hashtag truth.
Dang.
Yeah, it's got 2,000 retweets.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that's the thing. We'll not talk about it. How about that?
Yeah, I think that's enough talking about it.
We'll move away from it. What do you think the average American working full-time earns a year? Average American. If you're going to say $44,000, you are right.
I was about to say 40.
Yeah, the average American makes $44,000.
Oh, man, I was close.
Do energy drinks actually give you energy? That's the question.
Yes.
Most don't.
Oh.
If they do, the energy boost is less than 20 minutes, and they take away twice as much as your overall energy by causing a drop in your blood sugar.
Oh, I can see that. But some of it is placebo anyway, too, which I'll take that energy. I don't care if it's fake.
By the way, I put a poll up because we're bringing back the Shocker it's a short series of Shocker trivia. Everybody gets 5 questions. They wear the shock collar. And I said, should at Radio Amy get on the Shocker? And 70% of people said yes.
Okay.
Because people will start complaining, going, Amy.
No, stop.
Amy Boo Boo.
Okay. For one, I'm not asking for that. For two, I can hang with y'all. Lunchbox is on the Shocker. Eddie will be on the Shocker. I'll take my turn.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine.
I got you. I know that's how you feel, but I just want people to know. Hey, Morgan, number two, did we get a bunch of complaints about the Shocker yesterday?
Yeah.
Or no?
They did start rolling in.
Yeah. What were people saying?
Just that we shouldn't do it, and it's bullying, and
it's not bullying. No one's forcing anybody to do it.
Yeah, we consent, so.
And it's only a short tour.
And, if we were really smart, nothing would happen.
Yeah, you wouldn't get shocked at all. That's right. Amy will take her run coming up with the shock collar trivia.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
Nathan Tree is a blind man who travels a lot for work, and his favorite thing is Burger King. Mm. So he is seeing eye dog. He wanted to teach it how to find a Burger King. So he teamed up with Burger King to learn the smell. And now he says, find Whopper, and the dog takes him to the nearest Burger King.
That's pretty funny.
It is, yeah.
So whenever he's in a different city, because he travels so much for work, he says, find Whopper. And he goes, dog finds Whopper.
That's good, see? Don't tell me dogs can't find Whoppers. Amy and I had this conversation yesterday. I was like, dogs can find Whoppers. He's like, no, they can't. Yeah.
Now so I know. The Bobby
Bones Show. Couple things. One, there's a brand new Bobby cast up, The Trouble Tapes. And it's a series we're rolling out about the times that we've been in trouble as a show. And the first episode is us all talking about the great billboard scandal when I bought a bunch of billboards and didn't tell anybody. And you can hear that and hear everyone's story separately. Just search for the Bobby Cast. I thought it was pretty good. I'll be honest with you. It's put together like a crime podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, search like for Bobby Cast and listen to the latest episode. You like what, Amy?
The beginning, like the theme, like the music. It's like...
Thank dun, 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 dun. Also, I will be in Charleston, South Carolina, and I'll be in Florence, South Carolina, and Wichita Falls, Texas. If you want to come to a show, BobbyBonesComedy.com. Over to Amy now with the skinny. Let's go.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Keith Urban's new album, Graffiti U, comes out tomorrow. And if you pick up the album, you may recognize some of the collaborators on there. Cassie Ashton, she's part of Bobby's class of 2018. She recorded a duet with Keith called Drop Top. And then Lindsay L, she has a song on there with him, and so does Julia Michaels.
How do we know the other two?
Oh, well, you dated one of them. But I have never met Julia, but you have, right?
Yeah. She's real, and she has this song, Because I Got Issues.
Mm-hmm, it's good.
And you got them too. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and you were with Keith last night. How was it?
Oh, it was really good. Yeah, he played that song, I'm Coming, Bow, Wow, Bow, Wow, Bow, Wow. It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like Keith. I know Keith pretty well, so it's good. The album's really good, too. All right, what else?
Carrie Underwood shot some photos for her new fall and winter collection from her Kalia line, and she said she's very proud of the new collection. It'll be out later this year, and in one of the shots, she's shown swinging a kettlebell and using her right wrist that she broke in November. When she was on the show last week, she said it's about 90% healed, but she said working out was one of her biggest setbacks. So I was like, yeah, girl, get it.
Me too. I was like, yeah, girl, get it. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I wanted to tell you about this new puzzle game that I've been playing called Best Fiends. Yeah, you heard me right. Best Fiends. I'm loving it. I think you will too. I've been pulling up my phone whenever I have downtime, traveling. Listen, everybody on the show is playing it, and we are not alone because 80 million other people have also downloaded Best Fiends. In Best Fiends, you solve puzzles, you collect tons of characters. Just try it and you'll see what I mean. Play by yourself or connect with friends or family to compete. They update the game all the time, so there's always something new and fun to try. Best Fiends is not like any other puzzle game. You have to check it out for yourself. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download Best Fiends for free. That's Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S, as in friends, but without the R. It's called Best Fiends. It's a puzzle game that I've been playing. Like when I travel, I'm on an airplane, or if I'm sitting around waiting between meetings, like it's a game I pull up. Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S. It's like friends, but without the R. Check that out.
The Morning Corny.
What do sweet potatoes wear to bed?
What do sweet potatoes wear to bed?
They're yammies.
All right. Yeah. Like, there you go.
That was the Morning Corny. Get
your Bobby Bones. Abby in North Carolina. Hi, Abby.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you for calling. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a concern. We had a package that was delivered to our front door, and our neighbor kids, who we have suspicion that they stole it. We've had problems with them in the past, and we ended up finding what was inside the package in the woods behind our apartment, and I'm wondering if I should go to their door and confront them.
Are you asking Judge Common Sense?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hold on. All right, Judge Common Sense is now in the courtroom. Thank you. You all may be seated. So what I'm hearing is you think someone stole a package because someone has stolen things in the past and you like to confront someone. What you think. Is that true?
That is true.
Okay. Now, I don't think you can go over to the neighbors and be like, I think your kid stole this. What I would suggest you do if this is an issue is get one of those little cameras.
Yeah.
And be proactive yourself about making sure nobody else steals anything. Because if you don't know, you don't know. If you have footage, can you get one of those doorbell cameras?
Yeah.
And they actually make them rather inexpensive now where you can just look at your phone. I don't think you go to the neighbors. It's going to be awkward. You may not be right. You could be. You probably are, but you may not be right. And the court doesn't deal in probables. So my advice would be, if you're worried about things like this, you put a doorbell camera up on your front door.
I go from there.
Yeah, because you just can't go over being all accusatory, you know what I mean?
Right, right. I guess it's only hard because it hurts because they didn't steal from me. They stole from my 6-year-old and my 3-month-old.
No, I get it. I get it. But unless you actually saw it, you can't go over there and be I saw it. I know you. They probably did it. Listen, I've heard stories about them. They're kind of rotten. I'll be honest with you. Yeah. But no, you can't. Yeah. You can't. You have to find it yourself. You have to have proof in this court of law. So Judge Common Sense says you need to have proof. So if this is a thing, take care of it and get your own proof.
That makes sense.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the call, though, Abby. I hope you're okay with that.
Yes, thank you. I am.
Okay, thank you. But Judge, you may all, leaving the courtroom. Right. Thank you. Amy, how'd you feel about that?
I wonder if you get her package back, though.
Duh. Tough noodles.
Okay.
She got it back. She found it in the woods.
Oh.
You just go to Amazon. Call them.
That's
like,
true.
Hey, Jeff Bezos.
For sure those kids did it, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, no doubt.
No doubt. Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Show.
It takes 200 hours for adults to make new friends. So they try to figure out how much time it takes for adults to actually be with someone and actually be a friend. And so 50 hours of a working relationship, another 40 hours to get you to the level of being actual friends. If you want a really good friend, you have to invest a total of 200 hours at a minimum. And I do, I'm being honest, I do have in my schedule after August a plan to start making good, better friends.
You just schedule it?
Well, just to pack. I just have stuff to do.
But so what does that mean?
I'm going to try to find things to hang out with people.
Okay. Like, you're going to log the hours.
Yeah. It's a thing. Like, if you want anything to change in your life, you have to actually commit to it.
Mm-hmm.
Say it out loud. Write it down. And in August, I'm going to start to try to make new friends. Right now, I'm happy with who I have. You guys know.
Are we not good enough?
Oh, you're not. So you're not investing in current relationships. You're going to find new ones?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, wow. Both.
Huh.
Both.
Okay.
But I tell you what I do is every day I started doing a thing where I send out, two things. One, I send out text messages. If I see something and I'm like, I should reach out and just make contact. So it's not so weird when I finally do reach out. And two, I try to remember people's birthdays more.
Yeah.
Because my last birthday, everybody was like, here's present, here's... And I was like, man, I don't do this for anybody. Because I don't think birthdays are a big deal because they're not a big deal to me. So I'm trying to make a bigger
more
deal.
Of an effort.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just think it's a good look. Because I want people to know I care about them more than what I show them. Because I do care even though I don't show it. So I'm trying to show it a little bit.
Like it.
Love languages, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And gift giving is one of your...
That's it. So, coming up, we are going to do the shocker, by the way. Amy's going to put the shocker on.
It's time to use the shocker.
It's a dog shock collar,
mm-hmm.
And she has elected today to be her day.
Yes.
Yep.
No one's forcing her to do anything.
No.
Blink twice if you hate this and you don't want to do it.
It's time to use the shocker. It's time to scream and yell. It's time to use the shocker on the Bobby Bones Show.
Amy will put the shock collar on and answer trivia questions. By the way, here's Amy messing up doing a commercial. What's this commercial?
She was doing Renner's Warehouse.
Oh, boy. Her two worst letters, R and a W.
What'd I do wrong?
How Amy got a Renner's Warehouse? They are a fantastic company.
Yes.
I do enjoy Renner. Here, I don't know. It says Amy messes up here.
Renner's Warehouse. Renter's Warehouse. What were your... I can't... Ugh. Renter's Warehouse. What were... Renner's Warehouse. What are your... Renter's Warehouse. What were your house rent for? Renter's Warehouse. What will your house rent for?
There you go.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
But Renter's Warehouse and what will your house rent for is really hard.
So right now, if you can do it perfect.
Live?
In one read, right now, just say it one read, I'll donate $25 to the orphanage.
Okay.
But you have to nail it this one time. You get no rereads. This is it. The pressure's on. Okay, so let's go to Amy now. Amy, who is the sponsor?
Oh, boy.
Hold on.
Renter's Warehouse.
No, come on. You got to do it right.
The whole tag.
The whole tag.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Ready? Okay, let's start to Amy now. Amy, who's the sponsor? Who's the sponsor of this segment?
Renter's Warehouse. What were your house rent for?
Yeah.
We'll
give you a makeup. Go ahead.
Okay. Renter's Warehouse. What were your house rent for?
Wow, that's tough for you, Jaime.
You did get it.
I thank you.
All right, Amy with the shocker next.
It's time to use the shocker.
That's coming up.
It's time to scream and yell. It's time to use the shocker on the Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, day two of our three-part series.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Yeah.
Three-part series?
Yeah.
I don't like the name of that.
The Return of the Shocker. Now, what that is we have a dog shock collar we've had for probably 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
This dog shock collar is for dogs over 100 pounds. And my heart would never,
ever
allow me to put that on a dog.
Ever.
However, on the show, we all wear it and get shocked. Now, Lunchbox went yesterday, and he chose presidential trivia.
Ugh.
Now, today, let's welcome back the Shocker!
It's time to use the Shocker! It's time to scream and yell! It's time to use the Shocker on the Bobby Bones Show!
It's time to use the Shocker! It's time to scream and yell! It's time to use the Shocker on the Bobby Bones Show!
Okay, Amy is now playing today.
Yep.
Now, Amy, you have...
I already have, like, butterflies in my stomach.
Well, yeah, that's the point of this. It's easy questions, but
you're
even
knowing
nervous.
The Shocker's coming, I feel about 75% dumber.
It does take it out of you.
Okay, hit
Would
me.
Would you like?
With the categories.
Easy sports questions.
Ooh, that's a good one. My wheelhouse.
Would you like easy solar system questions?
Oh.
Or easy music trivia?
Oh.
Which one of those will you take?
Oh, my God. I feel like sports, it's just totally, I would not know. I don't know.
Five questions.
What was the last one? Music?
Music.
Oh, gosh.
Music.
I feel like I have to take a gamble and go. Okay, I'm between sports and solar system.
Wow, you're not going music?
Wow.
Wow. No.
Okay.
Wait, should I leave music for?
It's up to you.
You think I should go music?
I don't know.
I don't know music. I'm okay. wearing my Elton John shirt, but I don't know music. Okay. I'm going to go. Oh, man. You choose for me.
No, what? I can't do that. Come on, pick one.
Go sports.
I'll go sports.
Okay.
It's time to use the Shocker on the Bobby Bones Show.
Amy's putting the Shocker around her neck. By the way, don't do this at home.
No.
A lot of people are like, my kids are listening.
Oh. Yeah.
To all those kids, it is funny, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
But don't do it at home.
That's right.
Little cold metal things.
You'll need to hold
I'm it. Shocked she went sports.
Yeah, oh, yeah, me too. Why would you not go music?
What? I don't know music.
You don't know sports.
Yeah, I know more than
okay.
I think I know.
Very
oh,
good.
My gosh.
Amy
Can
has...
I go solar system?
No, you've already
Does it work?
Your category.
I don't know if it works yet.
Yeah. Yes, it works! Yes.
Whoa!
You always got to test it.
Oh.
You always got to test it.
Oh. Man, I don't get the joy from this one that I did with Lunchbox.
Rude!
Well, you have to test it always.
Rude!
So it does work.
Can't wait to test it on you.
Okay, here we go.
Wait,
are you ready?
No.
Question number
Stop.
One.
Okay, hold on. Do I have to hold it?
No, it's
okay.
gone. Easy sports trivia. Michael Jordan won 6 championships. With what team, though? Michael Jordan. Of all the championships, he won 6 championships
okay,
with
my,
what team?
The first thing that came to my brain is the Chicago Bulls.
Okay.
Because, like, that's Jordan. The Bulls. Michael Jordan, number 23.
Uh-huh. What is your answer?
The Bulls.
She says the Bulls. Show me the Bulls. Correct.
Oh.
One down, one down. Good.
Yeah, I was waiting for...
Man,
okay.
It feels so much better when it's not on your neck.
I know, I'm sweating.
Amy.
Yeah.
Question number 2.
Yes.
Who is the MVP at this last year's Super Bowl?
What?
The Super Bowl. Did you watch it?
No, I don't think so.
I have a button. As soon as I hit the button, she gets
shocked. I watched some of it.
Yeah. Who won?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Mm,
yes. No, he lost. That okay, was the ahead. Shocker, but I don't even remember.
No, this is the shocker.
No, I mean, it was a bummer because Tom Brady was up for like winning
yeah.
another Super Bowl. And
go
then
ahead.
They're the Patriots, and I don't even remember who they played.
So you passing going incorrect?
Literally, the only person I know that played in the Super Bowl is Tom Brady.
Okay.
So wow. I'm just going to go ahead and play. I had to press myself. I'm about to get shocked, right? Okay, my answer is Tom Brady based on lack of other information.
It is not Tom Brady.
Oh!
I haven't shocked her yet.
Oh,
Amy, the answer is...
My nose is running. What?
Austin Hines, Nick Foles.
No,
Westlake.
No, he went to Westlake.
My bad.
Yeah,
you're hushed. Shocker bones.
Yeah. Okay, here comes the shocker.
Okay.
I'm in Austin's. Okay, we have 3, 2, and shock. Wait, wrong button.
Yeah.
Harder. Shock.
Are you wearing it on your neck?
Harder.
Yes.
I don't think you are.
Uh-oh.
Lunchbox, make sure she's wearing it a little tighter.
Amy, you should just act it.
It's almost worse how tense I get leading up to thinking that you're shocking. Okay! Okay! Okay.
Yeah, she's not holding it
up. I asked you if I had to hold
But you can't cry because then people start to feel bad for you. You're doing that. Yeah. Don't be like,
yeah, be tough.
You're
be
the
tough.
One lunch mug screamed more than I did. He would just get away from the mic.
But yours is sad.
Give me the audio of him.
Yours is sad.
No, no,
Amy volunteered to do this. Okay.
Yeah, don't feel bad for me, listeners. Here we go. I mean, I'm fine.
Who's the fastest man in the world?
Bolt. Usain Bolt.
Correct.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. Two left. Amy's wearing a dog shot collar around her neck.
Yeah.
Who is the head football coach of the Seattle Seahawks?
You got this.
It's easy.
You got this.
Marshawn
Lynch.
Doesn't he play for the Seahawks?
He did.
Okay.
That's incorrect.
No, that wasn't my answer. What? I'm talking through it.
Yes, it was. You just got shocked. Yes, it was. You just talked through
okay,
it.
Okay.
One question left.
How much is this one worth?
One question left. Before 5 seconds. Yeah. What? Yeah, 5 seconds. Amy, you can have a question. Would you like your category in the NFL or Major League Baseball?
Ooh.
You can even get to pick your subcategory.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Oh. NFL.
Okay. Which NFL team has won the most Super Bowls ever? The most Super Bowls ever.
Most Super Bowls ever. Oh, man.
And he's got the dog shot collar on. Go ahead.
The most Super Bowls ever. The Patriots.
Ooh.
No, no. Uh-oh. Who was it?
Is that your answer or are you talking through it?
No. Who was it? I don't want to get shot for 5 seconds. Don't shock me.
Don't shock me.
It's the Patriots.
If you're saying don't shock you, I can't shock you.
I feel like Tom has the most Super Bowls.
It's the Pittsburgh Steelers.
They're the Pittsburgh Steelers. They both serve the Patriots.
That's the one.
Ow. You're going to do five
four
times.
More, four more.
Go, go, go. Just go.
Pull it up your neck.
It is.
Ow. One more. One more. Okay, there okay. You go. Done. There it is.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. I love
I'm so
it.
So hot.
Ooh.
Whoa. Amy, I feel bad for you. That's a wrap, though. That was good.
I'm sweating. How come I got 5 seconds?
He got 5 seconds on his last question, but he got it right. Tricky Dick yesterday?
Tricky Dick. I'll never forget that one.
Richard. You're sure Marshawn Lynch isn't the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks? Okay.
I'm just here because I'm trying to not get fined.
That's right. You get 2 out of 5. Nice work.
Yeah, Amy.
Tomorrow, Eddie wears the dog shot.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
So I might be late tomorrow.
Should have gone with solar system.
Do you want to know what the first question would have been?
Yes.
What's the largest planet?
I don't know. Hold on.
This is for a shock.
Jupiter. There you go.
I almost said that. Yeah. You said it before me.
No, I know. Okay, there we go. Done?
Done.
Okay.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
Members of a sorority at the University of Southern Mississippi recently helped make a 92-year-old man's World War II dream come true. Paul Sonier recently told a social worker that his final wish was to dance with a beautiful woman. And she shared that with her sorority sisters, and they decided to make it happen. The college organized a dance in his honor, and since he's bedridden, they brought the dance to him. Now, he wasn't able to get up and cut the old rug, as they say, but they were able to celebrate with him, and they all, like, held his hand and danced beside him.
That's awesome.
This guy had the right idea,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, he was doing it right.
Yeah.
Heaven can be better than downtown. There's your good news.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Name the hunk in the movie. We'll match up our hunk lovers here, Amy and producer Eddie. You guys ready to battle it out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bring it.
Okay.
Eddie, today's if you win, this is not going to look good for you.
Channing Tatum's 38th birthday. He's a heartthrob. He's from what movie, Amy?
Well, Magic Mike.
Right.
Step Up to the Streets. Step Up to the Streets 2.
Oh, wow.
We get it, yes.
Step Up Again to the Streets. I don't know.
Are you ready, Amy?
Yes.
Name the hunk in The Notebook.
Ryan Gosling.
Okay. Eddie.
Come on.
Name the hook in Creed.
Hunk.
The hunk in Creed?
Yeah, what'd I say?
Hook.
Hook.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Creed.
Yeah, no, Apollo Creed, but I don't know who that is.
Michael B. Jordan.
Yep.
I don't know that.
Deadpool.
Amy. Oh, Ryan Reynolds.
Thor. Eddie.
Chad Hemsworth.
Chad is not a person. I don't think he's one of the Hemsworths. Amy?
Can I steal it? It's yeah. Chris Hemsworth.
All right, Amy, Fight Club.
Brad Pitt.
Guardians of the Galaxy, Amy.
I don't watch that.
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. Think about it.
I don't know. Oh, Anna Faris's.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt.
There you go. Talk to. How about The Hangover?
A hunk in The Hangover?
Yeah, Zach.
Uh-huh. No, Eddie, not Zach Galifianakis. Oh. Bradley Cooper. There you go.
Oh, yeah, duh. I was thinking of old school. Okay.
Name both hunks in Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, dear. hold on. Jake Gyllenhaal. You used to totally have a thing for him, BTW.
Wait, what?
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't really know him, though. And is that another Ryan Gosling?
Heath Ledger.
Oh, Heath. Oh, yeah, rest in peace.
Rest in peace. That's true.
I forgot Heath Ledger was in that. What was that quote from that movie? I was just trying to say it.
I forget, but I'll never quit you.
Yeah. That's,
you but, remember that,
but I was like, I don't really. I think it went a little bit like, I'll never quit you.
I'm just going off the top of my head, but I think it goes, I'll never quit you.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
Hey, Carissa in Georgia. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's happening?
I'm totally going to fangirl right now because I'm so excited to finally get through and talk to you guys.
Well, we're happy you called in. What's happening? What are you doing right now?
I'm driving to drop my kids off to my mom's and then go to work.
Yeah, what kind of job you have?
I'm an office manager at a dental office.
Oh, do you have to deal with people's mouth? Do you have to look in their mouth?
You know, I work at the front desk, but I still have people walk in and just open their mouth and be like, can you fix this?
Yeah, I do that sometimes. That's why I was asking, because I'll go and be like, hey, check this out. And
no, I hate it.
Yeah, well.
But I just wanted to call and say that I love you guys. I totally, being like a radio DJ would be my absolute dream job.
Oof.
So I love listening to you guys every morning, everybody. I cried when Amy got her kids. I bawled my eyes out because me and my husband also went through fertility struggles, and then we finally got our twins that are now 4. And me and them, we love listening to you guys every morning.
Well, thanks a lot. Congratulations on those kids.
Thanks. Hey, Jax, you want to say hi to Bobby?
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, one more time.
Hi, Bobby.
What up? How old is he, 19?
No, they're 4 and a half. His name is Jack, but Adeline's my shy one, so she won't talk.
Well, tell them we say hello. Thank you for listening, and we really appreciate
All right,
you listening.
Thanks. Appreciate you guys.
Appreciate you. Thank you. See you later. Appreciate you.
This is a Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
This music festival is selling a ticket for $1 million.
What do you get with that?
Wow. It's the world's most expensive festival ticket. It comes with a private chef, a private glam squad, private helicopter tours. There's only one of the golden tickets up for grabs. Well, yeah, it's $1 million. But yeah, how about that? Some of the artists are Slayer.
I don't even know who that is.
Like a metal band.
Yeah, hardcore.
Stormzy and Clean Bandit. Do you know who Clean Bandit is? It's a rapper? It's a group? So you get 24/7 access to 2 deluxe cars, personal drivers, a private escort. By the way, it's in Iceland. Daily relaxation massages for you and your guests. And then you get to watch the shows. For $1 million.
I'm going to need more than that.
I better put out a record with every artist.
Exactly.
You can also opt for the cheaper package of $14,800. Man, people have too much money. Do you like going to festivals?
Not really. Not my thing.
Why?
I don't know. It's just not. I've done ACL a few times, but I'm never the hardcore person that's there all 3 days. Like, I have friends, they do not miss it. They look forward to it. That's just not me.
To me, it's just so much. It's an all-day thing.
Yeah.
And I, oddly, am just not into live music for the sake of live music. I like to know the songs.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm like, is this on the radio 20 times an hour?
Because if so, I might know it. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know.
What's the song that we play all the time that you still turn up when it comes on? Like, it's got one of the songs that plays all the time.
Okay, Body Like a Back Road. Are we still playing that? Because I still turn it up. A Dirt on My Boots. Jordan David. Is it stupid enough?
Singles you up.
See, yeah. I'm going to be calling you baby, baby.
I still turn up Meant to Be from BB Rex on Florida Georgia Line. I sing that one like crazy.
Yeah.
That Kane Brown Heaven. Baby, was it heaven? It snaps.
Heaven.
Heaven. Was heaven better is better than. Yeah. That, I like good. Singing that one. Mm-hmm. And then I like the, it doesn't get played on country stations, but it plays on the pop station and I sing it. Baby. Why can't we meet in the middle?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Zed and Maren Morris. Mm-hmm. And you don't like us trying to figure out songs?
You guys nailed that one.
What's the one song? This is what I jam to, but now I can't think of it, of course. Is it Bruno Mars and Cardi B?
Oh, yeah.
The sweat one?
Finesse.
Yeah.
Are you spinning finesse?
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, that's
you're
a good one.
Spinning finesse.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. So now you're all on the Cardi B train. Once I told you, you get on the train.
Cardi B train.
Stop it.
Stop.
Stop
it. I just didn't know at first.
3 weeks ago, Amy's like, who's Hardy C? I'm like, no. Sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It was more like 6 weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, I was on the flight yesterday with the Yodel Kid. And he just gets on the flight. By the way, he's in full character. Like, they want everybody to know it's him.
He's got his cowboy hat on and stuff.
Yeah.
Ain't no hiding this.
But I geeked out and I took a video of him. It's on my Instagram. He's going to come in on the show next week. I was also sitting with Maren Morris's manager, who I'm friendly with because Maren and I are friends. And just seeing her put Maren into my head. So the whole flight I was singing, and out loud without even not noticing, going, baby, why did you? And I was like, oh, I've been singing that for like 20 minutes. Not even, she probably thinks I'm the lamest person ever.
Out loud in front of her manager?
Yeah. That's and I was also
weird.
Sitting with FGL's head of security, who's a friend of mine.
So then you were like.
Then I was like, it was meant to be. I'm telling you. I know.
Yeah.
And I don't even feel like those are name drops because that's not the real artists.
No.
I was hanging out with their people.
Yeah. But I mean, that's still cool.
Yeah.
Cool so of you to sing their songs in front of their people.
I know. They're probably going back like, hey, BK, Tyler, come here. You're right about Bobby. He's a douche.
Oh, man. I'm sure they don't say that about you every day.
I figure everybody says that.
Yeah. But not every day.
And to probably go back to Maren, hey, you're right. He is a douche. He kept singing your song in front of me. Yeah. The University of Utah has a cry closet in its library for stressed out students. Made me think about you because you have a cry closet at your house.
Yeah, it's just my closet. But yeah, we can nickname it that. But I think that's great. I mean, especially if you have nowhere to go and you're stressed out at the library and you can crawl into a cry closet. It sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm. I thought about you. Thought I'd read that out loud. But it'd be awkward if you walk in and somebody else is already in there. It's like walking on someone on the toilet. You're like, shut the door.
Sorry.
You know? I have a whole joke in my stand-up routine that I do about that. That is really awkward. Can you ever walk down somebody in the toilet?
Tell us more.
Well, I don't want to tell too much, but when you walk in and you open the door and you see someone sitting on the toilet, like you're both in a pretty bad spot because it feels bad for both people. The person on the toilet, you feel vulnerable. And the person that opens the door, we don't want any part of that. We didn't sign up to walk in and watch somebody poop. Like
sometimes, you're assuming that that's what's happening. What if you're just peeing?
Well, we only use...
Oh, yeah, y'all are... Okay, I get that.
But my
Bobby,
point is...
Bobby, you sit down to pee.
First of all, stop it.
Oh, boy.
Second of all, I'm not embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed. Sometimes I do. If I'm tired, especially, I will. Or I'm going to tell you, I don't have a pop socket on my phone. Sometimes I just want to read Twitter.
Wow, you pee that long?
I'll sit down and pee because I don't want to drop my phone in the toilet.
Oh, my God.
No shame in that game.
Yeah, but anyway, it's bad for both people when you walk in and someone's sitting on the toilet. Both people are vulnerable. And then the person speaks in a language that you don't know, but you know everything. It's like, but you know exactly what they're saying. Thank you, Eddie. I don't want to give too much of my joke away. I got a whole bit on that, though.
Okay. I guess we'll have to go.
Yeah, come see it.
Check out BobbyRedHoodieComedyTour.com.
That's not what it is. Don't give out fake addresses.
What is it? Bobby'sFunny.com?
No. Stop giving out fake addresses. It's BobbyBonesComedy.com.
Okay, that makes much more sense.
a lot easier than what you said.
And where will I be, Amy?
You're going to be in a town near you.
Wichita Falls, Texas.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Tampa, Florida.
Canada.
No, that's not for comedy. Okay,
Amy.
We're done. All right, those shocks went to Amy's head.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here's the question. What really minor thing are you overly opinionated about? Where people just roll their eyes because you have such a big opinion about something so dumb. And I'll go first.
Oh, I know mine.
Mine is that Home Alone isn't a Christmas movie. I've been fighting this fight in the minority for 10 years. Just on this show. Because I think that same movie could happen at any point of the year. It just happens to be set at Christmas. Now, I believe Home Alone is not a Christmas movie. Who believes it's a Christmas movie? Say I.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, see? But I'm very passionate about that. Amy, what's yours?
Mine is microwaves. I mean, I don't have one. I'm the only person I know that doesn't have one. And I try to defend why I don't have one, and nobody ever gets it. They don't understand why I don't have a microwave. And I feel like, for one, it takes away nutrients from the food I'm zapping. And for two, there could be some radiation issues and maybe cook my food and make it carcinogenic.
Do you annoy people with your opinions on microwaves?
Probably. And I know I annoy anybody that comes to visit me at my house. Like, they're staying there and they just want to reheat their coffee, and I get out a pot and I turn on the stovetop and I pour their cup in. Like, it's a whole annoying thing.
Like the pilgrims over at Amy's house.
It's almost like people look at food and they're like, well, how do I reheat this? I'm like, the oven?
Lunchbox, what's your overly opinion?
People that use plastic bags at the grocery store. I get so annoyed if I go to the grocery store and they try to tell me, oh, sorry, we don't have paper, or, I don't know where one is. Well, find one. Sorry, if you're too lazy, find me a paper bag, because plastic is so bad for the environment that I want paper bags. And when I see people walking out of the grocery store with plastic, I'm like, why don't you use paper?
Oh, you'd hate me. That's all I use, the plastic bags.
Bobby's like, does anybody got any extra plastic?
Yeah, I'm like, hey, can I get this triple layered? That bothers you, huh?
Oh, it bothers me. I usually use my ones that I have, the reusable ones, but if I forget them, I want paper. But you people that use plastic, you should all be fined.
Ah, interesting.
Oh. Wow, fined. So sometimes do you find yourself having to just hand carry everything in
the
car?
I do that sometimes, and my wife thinks it's the most obnoxious. She goes, just get a bag. I said, no, and I'll stuff them in my pockets, in my, I'll be carrying everything in my arms.
It's so weird he's so environmentally friendly, huh?
Yeah.
I think it's great that you are, because I definitely am leaving a bigger carbon footprint than you are, no doubt.
But it just doesn't fit his MO.
Yeah. He's dirty. Would you agree with that?
I'd say I'm dirty.
Okay, guy, cool. Eddie, what's your opinion? A little too big.
Mine's just, I just don't like when people don't say thank you. Like, there's just not enough thanks in the world. That's it. And I'm very vocal about it. If someone holds the door open for you, say thank you. Someone sneezes and blesses
you. So would you challenge someone right away? If you open the door for them and they don't say thank you?
I say you're welcome.
Lunchbox is shaking his head.
Listen, you think Eddie goes around saying thank you to all these people?
No.
Of course I do.
I don't.
I'm very thankful.
Here's Eddie the poser trying to act like he's the good human again.
There's a little bit of Eddie the poser going on there.
He does that. I'm just such a good citizen. Let's go to
Raymundo. Is a little bit of Eddie the poser on?
Of course.
Yeah, okay.
You would think that Eddie was saying thank you and yes, please and yes, ma'am every quarter.
Yeah. Give me a compliment.
But that
somebody.
Circles back to, that just makes you think of when Morgan number two did the Bobby cast with you, Bobby, mm-hmm. and she said that Eddie's the most authentic person on the show.
And I said, no, he's not. He's faking it to you, because she doesn't know him any more than sitting in here on the air.
Eddie, that's so weird, because 2 days ago I sneezed. Did you say bless you?
I did.
Nope, you did not. I go, bless me.
He's counting now.
Well, but you said it, and you just said it's your thing. Okay.
Well, thank you guys.
No. The Bobby
Bones. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, so this guy gets a lottery ticket, a Powerball ticket from the gas station. He goes back like 10 days later, gives it to the clerk. They scan it, and it like gets declined. So he's like, just throw it away. It's not a winner. And he's about to walk out. Oh. And the clerk's like, hold on, this is weird. I think it's actually declining because you won and it's too big to redeem here at the store.
Wow.
So he said he straight up told the guy to throw it away. And then the guy was like, nope, come back. So he went to the lottery headquarters, collected the winnings, and they plan to use the money to pay off debts, take a family vacation to Six Flags, and share the money with the clerk.
Well, a couple things strike me. One, that if the card said he won, he gave up so easily. Like, if you scratch it, or if it says you win, then you... Two, what a terrible system that these gas stations have to go, rejected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not to go, big winner, but can't cash it here. Thirdly, my work credit card was rejected yesterday.
Oh.
Tried checking to the hotel in California, because I did the Keith Urban album premiere special last night. I swiped it. They said, sorry, sir. You vote. What did I do? I maxed out the work credit card. It's not even my credit card. They won't give me one. They give Mike D a credit card. They don't give me one.
Okay, so what'd you do?
Laughed. Yeah.
Like how?
I was like, I told you, give me a car. Yeah. How about that? So luckily, another boss was with us, and he covered us.
Oh, that's
but,
good.
Yeah, that's what they get for not giving me a work credit card. They give Mike D a credit card. They won't give me one. I'm the most trustworthy person around here. What else?
Yeah, you should look into that.
Go ahead.
Well, you can have the bubbly without the buzz now when it comes to rosé. So you can have rosé all day, but
well, I don't know what that means. I don't know what rosé is.
Rosé? It's a sparkly pink wine. Like if you see girls posting like a pink wine champagne situation on Instagram, it's rosé. Trust me, all the girls are into it. But if you don't drink, Welch's is launching a non-alcoholic rosé.
Bobby, now we're talking.
Yeah. You would love it.
Finally, the girls will accept me.
Mm-hmm. Next time you're out, Bobby, see if that's available. Airlines, there was an article released for customer satisfaction on which airline came in at number one on
Southwest
that.
Airlines. It had to be Southwest Airlines. I'm so satisfied when I'm on Southwest. Like, I get off those Southwest flights and I go, whew. Like, I don't smoke. I've never smoked in my life. And I'm like, I'm so satisfied I need a cigarette.
Like that? That's how you feel?
I'm like, that was a satisfying flight. I need a smoke.
Mm-hmm. Well, when it comes to customer satisfaction ranking, Southwest is in at number one.
Is it?
Yeah.
I told you, everybody gets off and goes, whoo, you got a cigarette? We're like, we don't smoke. We're like, man, all right. There you go. I flew yesterday. It's very satisfying. There you go.
Okay. You fly again today, right?
Mm-hmm. That's all I do is fly.
Very satisfying.
All I do is fly. I'm so satisfied, though. I got to be honest with you. Okay.
All right. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
This E. coli lettuce thing's a big deal, huh?
In romaine lettuce, yeah.
Well, one of my friends sent me a text says, hey, I know you eat a lot of lettuce. Don't eat it for a bit. The E. coli thing is bigger than I thought unless you ask them if their lettuce is safe. What's that mean?
I mean, there's lettuce that is on a safe list. Like if you bought it from here, or it's coming from this part of the country, then you know to stay away from it. But this was so massive, they didn't really know that they're just saying, just stay away from romaine.
But what happened? Like, why is our lettuce?
Similar to how there's been E. coli in spinach before. I think even romaine had this scare like a year ago. I mean, this stuff gets contaminated somehow and it happens, but
we can't even eat vegetables now.
Damn. I mean, I'm drinking romaine right now, but I had already bought it. Huh. So I didn't want to waste it. So I'm just taking a gamble.
On Wild Wild Country on Netflix when they contaminated the food.
Crazy.
Have you guys seen that?
No, still haven't seen it.
Man, it's a 6-part documentary about a cult that moved into Oregon in the 80s. I don't want to say any more, but it's fascinating, huh?
It really is.
Even that part where they're messing with the food.
That part just, because at first in the documentary, you don't really know kind of what is happening. I don't feel like we're giving much away, but I was like, oh my goodness. Ugh. Yeah,
and wild, wild country. I'm going to stop you because a lot of times you say things you're not supposed to say.
I don't want
to
give it away. Off air.
Okay, off air. So, yeah, watch that on Netflix. Anybody else watch anything on Netflix real quick?
Mm-hmm.
What?
El Chapo.
There you go. Got to get that in. There it is. Yes. Eventually, that's got to end, right? Lunchbox, anything you...
I'm watching Billions.
Yeah, that's on Showtime, but is anyone...
I guess it's not a Netflix original, I guess is what you're saying.
But is it on Netflix?
Well, sometimes Netflix will have stuff. No.
Oh, maybe I'm not watching it on Netflix. Maybe I'm watching on Showtime.
Yes. I hear it's a good show, though.
And I'm only 3 episodes in, so.
To the whole thing?
To the whole thing.
That guy was in the
Homeland.
Homeland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then that Giamatti guy.
Paul Giamatti?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was in the Howard Stern movie.
Yeah, he was Pickle Face.
He was in that wine movie.
Pig Vomit.
Pig Vomit. Oh,
which was really pig virus. Okay.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
We're going to go, but I'm going to say this. If you're bored today and you finish today's show, I have a podcast that I do called The Bobby Cast and The Trouble Tapes. It's a series about the show to get in trouble behind the scenes. Just search for The Bobby Cast and you can hear the episode about the billboards. We were all interviewed individually. It's kind of like a crime podcast. But really, it's just about our show getting in trouble. So that's the newest Bobby Cast. Be sure to check that out. Tomorrow, Maddie and Tay, they're in for the Friday morning conversation. Amy, any plans today?
Let's see. No.
Okay.
Not out of the ordinary. I mean, probably just good weather. So going to hang out with the kids outside, probably ride bikes. They're getting so good. It's so much fun.
I feel like, though, you're going to have them wipe out on those bikes. I watch your Insta stories, and they're flying on those bikes. And you're racing them?
Yeah, they love it. Sometimes I get on my daughter's bike and I'm like, bring it, let's go. And my son, he sort of beats me just because it's awkward on my daughter's bike. I can't really pedal that well. First of all, I just need to get an adult bike.
Why don't you?
Yeah, I just need to, I don't know. Maybe I'll do that today.
That's quite the quick purchase. Maybe I'll go get a bike today.
Maybe. Well, I keep every time I'm hanging out with them, I'm like, ooh, I really need to get a bike. And I could get one with a basket and like go to the farmer's market.
Oh, yeah. E.T., you get E.T. and put him in the basket. Yeah, do all that. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for hanging out. I'm going to fly back home and be back home. It's a quick turnaround trip here. Keith Urban was last night, the iHeartCountry album release party. So I'm going to head back and we'll see you guys tomorrow morning here on the show. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bobby Bones is on.